Professor? Professor? Hey. Wake up. Class over.
Oh dear, Professor. You look, I don't mean to be rude, you look very ill. So sick. Here, you should sit down. Just back down. There you go. That should help a bit. Boy, it's such a shame to see you like this. You're still coming to school, even though nobody else even notices your sickness. As you try teaching these cretins. Your brilliance going to waste in a classroom like this. Like, it's just a shame. In my opinion. Let me get you some water, Professor. All that brilliance you have, it's just for me to absorb like a sponge. I do wish I wasn't the only competent pupil you have, though. Such a shame. You have to put so much faith into just one student, one of us. Easy. Hey, easy there, Professor. Hurt yourself trying to reach for the water. Here, I'll hand it to you. So, that's it, Professor. Drink up. Is that better? You know, I have to be honest. I am a little bit jealous of you, Professor. Getting to see you open up bodies every day just to show us the intricacies of the human form. All the while, I've been yearning for the chance to explore my own subject. And I have, kind of, but you know, I've only been doing experiments of my own on toads with the guidance from your demonstrations. I've gotten some information from my experiments, but as I continue to do more and more experiments, there was something that was missing. I found that their anatomy did not help me with discoveries that could help the human race. And the only way that I could really learn from my experiments was through the human body itself. And that makes sense to you, right? You understand. Perfect practice makes perfect. And subjects need to be the subjects that you're going to be working on, not some paltry substitute. Could you imagine the luck? Well, unlucky for you, but lucky for me, my dear professor, when I found you after class like this. You're all sick, barely able to move on your own. Coughing up blood. You can't hide. You can't hide that from somebody who's looking, no matter how often you change your handkerchief. You basically have the Reaper himself standing at your proverbial doorstep. No. Stay there, Professor. Look, you're not well. You're a little weak, and even if you wanted to leave, the doors are locked. No one cares enough to even check the classroom. The only one who ever truly cared about you was me. And I'll use your teachings to operate on your body, for your own work with what's left of your decaying vessel. Shh. Oh. Hey. Oh, it's okay, Professor. Why are you crying? I'm gonna continue your work while you're gone. Okay? I promise it won't go to waste. It won't all be for nothing. It is a shame that you won't be able to see the advancements of your work, but you don't have to worry about a thing, Professor. I'll push forward for the betterment of this dark world. Professor. You know, you try to shift your legs, but I can still see the outline of your anatomy pushing against your pants. Does the idea of your prodigy continuing your work get you excited? Imagine the things that I'll do with your own work and your own body. It's okay, Professor. Just like everything else that you'll leave to me, I can take care of this erection for you too. So, allow me to take these pants off of you so I can truly service this glorious cock of yours.
My dear professor, you're very hard for someone who's on their deathbed. That's okay. I don't mind. I'm sure knowing that I'll succeed you is very exciting. I'm sure by this point in your career, you were very worried everything would have gone to waste. The mountains of research, the blood, sweat, and tears you put into this over your lifetime, amounting to nothing with no successor, but it's fine. I'm here. I have you, and you have me, my dear professor. You like this, Professor? Your pupil stroking your cock up and down like this? It's so lovely to see you having some pleasure before your untimely death. You're so lively down here, in contrast to the rest of you. It's such a shame, Professor, but... Oh, just try to relax. Let me make you feel good with my mouth. I'll get you all wet right before I ride that car. I'll just get down on my knees, like this, at your feet, where I belong. And then I'll just... Oh, you taste amazing, Professor. Just like I imagined. It's so hard and warm for me. Like steel wrapped in velvet. I like those noises you make, sir. I bet I'll like the reaction I get when my mouth goes all the way down. Like this. I know that's feeling so good for you, sir. Your cock is so good. Making me so wet just thinking about how soon this cock is gonna be inside of me. I'm gonna ravage my pussy, Professor. Let me go down on you one last time before I sit on this hard... slippery cock of yours. Love having this rock hard cock of yours in my mouth. Such beautiful expressions coming from you too. I can only imagine the faces you'll make and the sounds you'll sing after I pound that cock of yours. No. I'll just sit on this magnificent cock, Professor. Let me just get up and slide on top of you. Oh, fuck. You're filling me up, Professor. Yes, you are. Oh, you feel amazing, sir. So amazing. I can't believe it. Oh, I can't wait to move on with your research, Professor. Just imagining the idea of progressing forward with your work. Just gets me so excited. Fuck. Fucking fill me up. Fuck, I love riding you. Grinding into you. You feel me? Feel how tight I am. Let me worship your God with my cunt. Please. Please. So nice. Shit. This dick. It's too good. Professor, it's too good. It's not fair. The things I'm gonna do for society through your body. It'll be wonderful. And the world will be forever in your debt. My fuck. Professor, I know it's so sad. You'll be gone before you can see any of your research to help humanity, but... it's fine, though. At the very least, you'll be able to rest well, knowing your student is not only gonna take care of your work, but... you as well, sir. So... Come on. Get me to the edge. Get to the edge. Come for the last time. You sweet, brilliant man. Professor. I want to see your face as you come. And you look in my eyes. So I can watch your soul leaving your body. Leave your eyes lifeless. All's right. That's good. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Feel me. Fuck. I'm gonna come with you, Professor. Please come with me, Professor. I can feel it. I can tell we're both close. I feel you. Pulsing inside of me. You feel me? Feel how wet I am? Clenching around this cot. Please. Yes, I can tell. So let's... Come. Come with me. Professor, I'm coming. I'm coming all over your cup. I can't believe how good your cock feels inside of me. Oh my god. Absolutely perfect. Oh my god. What? Get off me. Professor, your cock is so hard. It's like, it's even harder than before. Professor? I guess the lights aren't on anymore. At least I gotta make you come one more time. Don't go into the darkness worrying. I'm not gonna let your work go to waste. As well as this cock. think I'll go one more time on this clock before cleaning it up to start my own research. You don't have any objections to that, do you? Mm-mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Professor. Oh. Oh.